Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it's been an absolutely bizarre week of weather. At some point in the last few days, most people will have looked out the window to lovely sunshine, followed by hail 5 minutes later. Not to mention what we were doing here, defrosting the cars in the morning, and it's May. So what is going on? Alan O'Reilly is with us. He manages the hugely popular Twitter account for weather watchers, Carlo Weather. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, we know that we can experience four seasons in one day in Ireland. We accept that, OK? We know that that's the case. But it is May and this weather is really odd.
Yes, it's certainly been a very cold start to May, and we're more familiar with April showers that bring the May flowers. But unfortunately, the May flowers are getting the brunt of some very cold, as you say, frosty weather. It got down to -4 degrees at Roscommon yesterday morning, which I think looks to be the coldest temperature we've seen in May for nearly 40 years. So it's certainly been a very cold start.
Oh, so we're not imagining this, right? This is a real phenomenon this month and this year.
Yeah, well, actually, it's continued from April. The coldest April ever on record at Dublin Airport, which has a record of 78 years. So we had the coldest average temperature at Dublin Airport in 78 years, and it's continued into the start of May. So it has been very cold. The frost has been causing a lot of problems for fruit growers and for gardeners that have been out covering their plants and their trees, and even some of the farmers covering acres of potatoes, unfortunately. So it has been unusual. And then, as you say, you've been waking up to blue skies and lovely sunshine, but you go out, it's very cold, and then, you know, you might decide to go for a walk at lunchtime and you look out one window and there's blue skies, and all of a sudden then you get hit by a hail shower.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately that cold air has been causing some instability, which has been producing these very heavy showers, and they're very localised as well. So you could be chatting to someone over the road and they'll tell you it's the sun is splitting the rocks, but unfortunately where you are, you're getting hit by hail showers.
Yeah, and of course across the country there's been disparities as well, because I'm sure we've people in Kerry listening to this morning saying we had a great April. Didn't they have temperatures of 21 degrees in some parts?
Yeah, and funnily enough, the warmest temperature in April was on the 1st of April, the very first day, as you say. Valentia in Kerry, southwest, hit 21.2 degrees, which I think we'd all give a little bit up to get back to 21 degrees. But it was a very unusual start to the month where we had some warm temperatures. But then, as I say, the coldest in the east. We had that easterly wind. So while the people in Kerry maybe were out in their shorts enjoying the fine weather, the people on the east coast in Dublin were looking for the big coat, because the temperature with that easterly wind certainly felt cold. And while it will, you know, turn a little bit milder for the weekend, it's not going to be pleasant, unfortunately.
Okay, I got caught in a hail shower the other day walking around RTE here, and they were hard, proper hailstones. Because I know you were talking about the sort of soft hail, the grapple, is that what you call it?
The grapple, yeah, which is snow pellets. Yeah, and a lot of people were messaging me reporting grapple, but it was actually hail. I think we've all become so familiar with the word now that we kind of, anything that looks a bit like it, rather than people assuming it was hail, it's gone the other way around now.
Yeah, we are actually seeing proper hailstones in May.
Yeah, and you can get hail pretty much any time of the year, but I suppose what's kind of making this is that it's feeling cold even without the showers. And, it is very frustrating for people that have been trying to get outdoors, and I suppose we're all talking about, you know, being an outdoor summer and living outdoors, but it's very hard when you're sitting there, and it's lovely one moment when the sun is shining and then the cloud comes in and all of a sudden it feels really cold. I mean, temperatures yesterday, the highest temperature was only 13.6 degrees at Mount Dillon, where it was -4. So, you know, it has really been struggling to get up to anything what we would kind of consider normal May weather.
And of course, Alan, you've been tweeting about this because everyone wants to know what the weather's going to be like going into the weekend. But a lot of people are watching the weather tonight in particular for Darkness Into Light, the Pieta House fundraising walk. There won't be a big crowd of walkers because of COVID restrictions, but there will be individuals doing that sunrise walk in their social bubbles. So what kind of a morning are we looking at?
Yeah, unfortunately, Claire, a lot of people are messaging and it's looking very wet and windy. We have some very wet and windy weather arriving into the southwest about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight, and that's going to move up across the country. So between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. or even 7 a.m, it's going to be wet and windy, really. So if you're going out to do the Darkness Into Light walk, you're going to want to have the rainproofs on. It's not going to be pleasant, unfortunately. Some very heavy rain early in the night in the south as well, with a risk of some spot flooding and some very strong gusty winds. It will improve. So if like most of us, you're staying in bed until sunrise, it'll be nice by the time you get up because that will pass through. But unfortunately, unlike this morning, you're not really going to see much of a sunrise tomorrow morning.
And can we read anything into what's happening now? I know meteorologists always say we can't see that far ahead. We can only go by what we're seeing on our charts that are coming through and our various instruments that we use to read the signs. But are there any indications from what you're seeing as to what the summer might look like, Alan?
Yeah, as you say, they're very difficult to really forecast long term. It does look like it's a little milder for the weekend, but it does look like temperatures are going to drop back a little bit again next week and we're going to have those showers again. Really and truly, looking at the longer range weather models, if you do kind of take any heat from them, they don't show any great heat coming up until the 20th of May. So maybe at the end of the month. I would remind people that the meteorological season of summer doesn't start until the 1st of June. So from a meteorological point of view, we haven't seen the start of summer. So let's just hope that summer does bring some summer weather.
Okay, well, the 1st of June is the start of summer. A good reminder of that, because I think we all sort of look at May and think we're there already, but not quite given the hailstones. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you very much for joining us. Nice to talk to you today. Let's take a look at some of these messages coming in now. First of all, on swearing. Many of us use bad language to alleviate stress. Before Father Ted, says this listener from Doug, it was the commitments that introduced a generation of Irish people to the art of swearing. Well said, Ardle, says another. Swearing is used by too many on stage to get ratings. It lets us down as a people. Brendan Grace never used a bad word and was the best comedian of our generation. Patrick likes swearing because it's so international. No matter where you are in the world, they understand you immediately when you use the F word. I bet there's some special ones, though, that we Irish people have that are not internationally understood. Oh, fiddlesticks, says somebody else, being very good about their swearing. We also have a statement here from Fine Gael spokesperson. In response to Kate O'Connell's interview earlier in the show, it says the decision on who will be a candidate for Fine Gael in the forthcoming by-election will be decided by the membership of Dublin Bay South constituency. Nominations close on Monday. Every Dublin Bay South member of at least 2 years standing will be entitled to vote in that convention. And there's no other mention of any of the other issues that she raised in her interview there. That's just on how the mechanics of the convention will work and the nomination of a candidate for Fine Gael in that by-election. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.